Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And welcome to our show. I'm a little tired. I just came back from Europe. I spent almost 3 weeks there and with my daughter, traveling everywhere, ate like crazy, met so many wonderful people, new and old, and I'm just still a little bit dreaming that I'm waking up in the middle of old town and going straight to eat some great cookies, because they have amazing cookies, especially Germany, especially Poland, especially Switzerland. I don't know if my guests also like to travel. I know that special guest who is an old friend to our show, Steven. Yes, you are coming and going from America. I don't know where you are.
All over the place.
Including Europe. I cannot wait. Closer to microphone. I cannot wait to hear your story because he is a writer.
Yes, I am.
He scared me to death. Like 2 years ago, I got his book. He's my neighbor. And every time when I see him drinking coffee, I'm like, hey, he's back in town. I wonder what he's doing, what book he's writing. But then I got your book.
Scarier than the last one.
Oh, come on. I want a love story with good ending.
It has a love story.
But who killed who? I don't want to know. I know this love story. Trust me.
Love conquers all. Don't worry. Love conquers all.
Thank you. No, then, okay. And I'm funny. I like to read book from the end. If I don't like ending, I don't start from the beginning, though. That's weird. I really do that.
I don't know if you'll like the ending. I don't think you'll understand the ending.
Okay, but if you say, and they live happy ever after, then I read. But if you say, okay, good night and never. Anyway, I know that you scared me with the first one. I'm like, I'm just very afraid of horror movies. That's how I watch all the time. Then also we have in the studio with us, okay, your name again.
Steven Vessels.
How you spell your name?
S-T-E-P-H-E-N. I use my middle initial on my books, Steven T. Vessels, last name spelled like ships at sea.
Yeah, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you very
much.
Like
really for writer, it's like, oh, he's traveling and doing. And your website is the same?
StephenTVessels.com.
That's very easy. Or everybody who listens to us and watches us, please go to Facebook, Accent On. We have all links to our guests and everybody can know us closer after the show. And of course, after the show, everybody can download our show forever and ever, or listen forever and ever and ever for all information. Because I love, and people know this already, once a month I really love to bring also very serious guests who can teach us something new or just show us how to find some new resources for the problems in life that we all have. And I was like stalking our guest, Gary, for maybe a year. And I was even writing to you that I would love you to come to our show. I didn't know you'll be having a time because I saw you doing amazing seminars. Not that I need them, but I know that so many people and so many of my friends will really, really would love to meet you. And how we can meet you if we don't know about you? Then, you know, I have this beautiful show. Hopefully everybody's listening and loves our show, because today we'll be talking about very, very serious stuff. But please, your name?
Jerry Kane. And what we're talking about isn't too serious, and I'm not too serious. But
for a lot of people, this topic probably can really, really is serious first, and then can help them financially.
Tremendously.
And yes, we'll be talking about one topic specifically today, deeper, but you have so many different things that you can talk to us about. Maybe you'll be becoming, you know, our once a month advisor on a lot of legal issues. Then
we'd love that.
I would love that too. And you have your beautiful, smart
wife, Karen.
Karen, what is your name?
Hi, my name is Karen.
And I already know that you love to travel because you had no choice. You were born outside of America.
I was born outside of America, and I actually just got my citizenship in October.
Congratulations.
So I'm a new American citizen, and it's really exciting.
Karen.
Yes.
That's your name. And you were born?
In Israel.
And you have also roots from?
My parents were born in Iraq, so.
Can you speak like both languages?
No, because my parents did not speak Arabic with us, so just Hebrew and English now, so. Maybe in the future I'll learn some Arabic too.
But okay, and
she's
you
only taught me the words in Arabic you shouldn't know.
Oh, like always, so many people ask me the same as I tell me in Polish the word. I'm like, no, because I really, really. It's funny because people love this funky word, the dirty one, the most. But it's okay. Whatever you know, whatever helps
exactly.
You. Are you going back a lot to Israel?
I do. I go. I visit my family once a year. Jerry comes with me quite often.
Lovely. Oh, the food, the beautiful family reunions.
Family.
It's just, that's what really makes me love going back to Europe.
Yes.
Because it's a little different than everybody. We are not complaining. We love America. But children are there. Grandparents are here. Parents are there. Everybody's somewhere. And it's so hard to get together because of tickets and travels. And it's just harder. In Europe, it's much, much easier. But I'm so happy that you are here with us.
Thank you.
Because husband and wife duo, this is something which we love to have. And if business, really serious one, can be done between a husband and wife, I know you have your own business also, but this is something that I think is the future for families, you know, more and more.
I totally agree with that. And it's great working with your husband every day. And
you know what's going on.
We know what's going on.
Yeah.
We make business and personal decisions together, financial decisions together. And it's really very important for, especially for a lot of women that usually don't handle that side of the relationship.
And again, I am the one who got into big, big trouble. Because for so many years, I didn't even feel like I need to learn a lot of important things when I was married. And then when divorce happened, you have no idea where to start, or what to do, and how to pick yourself up. And it takes me 6-7 years, and I still don't know what I'm doing. But I'm feeling better right now. Anyway, could you introduce us? We'll start, Gary, to talk to you. Could you introduce us to your firm?
Sure. You know, first of all, thank you for so much for having us today and, you know, giving us this platform to talk about. You say it's a serious subject, but, you know, we're talking about veterans benefits, which is something, if you're a veteran out there, you know a veteran, your spouse is a veteran, you've deserved these benefits, and we thank you for your service. So we're going to be talking mostly about how do you go about getting these secret veterans benefits that, unfortunately, 9 out of 10 people I talk to don't actually know about them or have never heard about them. And when I tell them about that you can get over $2,000 a month tax-free benefits for the rest of your life, they're like, sign me up. How do I do it?
Okay. No, now when we know the topic of our discussion for today, please tell us where is your firm located, how we can find you?
My office is in Encino, quarter block east of Havenhurst in the big white Manufacturers Bank building.
Okay. Is this okay to give people your phone number? Because I'm hoping
that... Oh, sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
Please.
818-905-6088. And you can also find us on the website at estplan.com.
Okay. You're pretty young, you know, and...
Older than I look.
Good. But the fact is that we all know a lot of lawyers or friends who are lawyers. Everybody has their own specific department or the role that they want to play, you know, for longer. When did you decide to pick your subject that you will be really going after? Where is your really main interest? Who is your the best client also?
Well, You know, I evolved into doing veterans benefits from the elder law side. And, you know, we actually have a firm that we not only deal with veterans benefits, but for the past 24 years, we've been helping parents, you know, really protect their nest egg and ensure that their entire life saving isn't wiped out and their health care and things like that. And, you know, we were doing things like Medi-Cal planning, and we evolved into having an on-staff registered nurse that coordinates our medical care with the legal care. And we found that for many people, veterans benefits was just one vehicle, one way of paying for long-term care, although veterans benefits can be used for anything that you'd like them to be used for. But a lot of times they're used for in-home care or paying for an assisted living facility. If you want to use them to, you know, just improve your lifestyle, you can do that too. You can pay off a mortgage, you can buy a nice car, you can travel. We're talking about travel.
Yeah.
You do anything you want with the benefits that you receive, because they're direct deposited right into your bank account once you start receiving them.
Or get your wife a diamond ring.
That's very good. You said $2,000. Okay, that's $20,000 a year. That's a pretty...
It's over 24.
22, 24.
Minus tax for the ring, you know, the 20. Okay, that's like three carat diamond.
I wouldn't say that's too bad.
No. Yes, okay, but why people don't know that law like that exists? Why people, and why we need to find you to find that we can get tax break? Why we don't have resources right away from horse mouth, you know? The veteran goes and he has the beautiful book like yours, and they say, that's what you will get, that's what you... You know, why you? Why you need to talk about this?
Well, to answer the first part of your question, you know, I often wonder why people don't know about these benefits.
Yeah.
They're just not greatly publicized, but, you know, we've been trying to get the word out for, you know, the last 5 years at least, and to tell as many people about these benefits as possible so they can become knowledgeable about them and know what it takes to qualify and apply. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they think that they just don't qualify because they have too much assets or too much income, because the VA does have certain limits on those, what assets you can have and what income you can have. But there are legal strategies that we can use that, and we do so on a daily basis, helping hundreds and hundreds of veterans. That even with significant income or assets, if you know what you're doing, you can qualify. And why us? You know, first of all, we are accredited with the VA. You know, you do need to understand not only the rules that apply to veterans benefits, but unfortunately, you know, how that interplays with other types of government benefits, like Medi-Cal, for example.
Okay, so you need to be very knowledgeable, of course, in the law when it comes to veterans law. But why you decided? Why? Where was your interest came from? You know what I'm saying? Is your daddy or grandparents or somebody was a veteran or in army? Client came to you and was really in trouble? When your head was like in heart, because you need to have both in this business, you said, you know, I probably can specialize in this. I probably can make a lot of good and, you know.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, my grandfather was a veteran, and he often told me war stories, and I found it very interesting. I myself am not a veteran, but when I learned that veterans benefits was really part of elder law, and, you know, some elder law attorneys do veterans benefits, some don't, but when I learned that, you know, it was a great method to allow people to get additional benefits that can really pay for the things that they can't afford, sometimes greatly improve their lifestyle, that's when I realized that, you know, this was something that I needed to do, and I needed to, you know, figure out how do you go about doing this and learning the rules. And that's where the passion came from.
Passion.
And the passion also comes from the smiles that I'm putting on veterans' faces every day. We had a client that, you know, he was a World War II veteran. He came into our office, and you know, he didn't think that he could qualify. In fact, I think he might have gone to the VA, and the VA told him, you can't qualify, which they'll often do. Yeah. They'll just tell you flat out, you can't qualify. So he came to us, you know, he had heard that, you know, this is something we can do. Actually, his son had heard that this is something we could do. And when we sat down, his son was adamant that he was going to get this done for Dad. And even though Dad was wary about getting it done and wary that it would even happen, son said, we're doing it. And so he had no choice. He had to do it. And his son said, we're doing it. You know, he begrudgingly went along. And 3 months later, when he got a check for $6,000, because the benefits are retroactive all the way back to the time apply, he was very happy, and he wrote us a really nice letter that said, thank you so much. I really thought that this program was a scam, that, you know, you were going to take our money and run, and we would never see a dime, because, you know, that's what his buddies had told him.
And you probably have a lot of clients like that over the years, yes?
Yes.
When did you start this program, or just educate people about this law and bringing clients?
I became a VA accredited attorney about 5 years ago, but we've been helping clients for the past 24 years in various aspects of estate planning and elder law.
And obvious, everybody, when you hear I need to go to lawyer, money, I have no money to pay them. Are you very expensive?
Well,
honesty. Are you very expensive? The first visit, because, you know, we were talking a little with Karen that we like to be educated and find resources and find a lawyer, sure. CPAs, find anybody who can help us with. But really, some stomach gut, or whatever you call this, tells us this is the right person. You really need to meet somebody. And we'll be talking a little bit later about your seminars, because I think it's so important that you going out to meet people instead of sitting in your office, say, hey, I'm in Encino, find me. You know, it's so important to be reachable. But are you expensive?
Well, first of all.
Letting go of that one, are you?
You know, we do offer a free consultation over the phone where we will actually pre-qualify you with our veterans coordinator. And once you pre-qualify, we normally ask that you pay a small consultation fee. And the rules with the VA are that you cannot charge to apply for veterans benefits. You can charge to consult with an attorney and determine if that's something that's you would like to do.
Okay, then everybody who listened to us, I think this is a very important line, because that's what scares a lot of people from even entering help, any help, even doctor's help. We don't want to go because we're afraid that we'll pay so much money for everything. Did you say that first on the phone, you really describe your situation and that this is a free? Then when you meet somebody, it's of course, like everybody, you get your fee, and then some type of help. Could you explain the last line, the VA, did they say that you... The person who comes for help?
We will apply for veterans benefits for free.
Okay.
Because that's what the VA says, that attorneys or anybody who assists you, they cannot charge you legally to apply for benefits.
Wonderful, because it's part of benefits.
Correct.
Okay. Yay! That's a good news for today. Really, really good news. Then please, everybody know somebody, I think, who needs Gary. Again, how we can find Gary?
You can go to our website at estplan.com. And actually, we have a free guide that you can find at vapensionguide.com, where you'll find out great information there about how to qualify, what kind of benefits are available, the different levels of benefits, and how much you should expect to receive each month.
Wonderful. And people know that my English is funky. Then I always try to bring
it's
people.
It's lovely.
trying. But obviously, this is bigger than life. Any law, any really serious stuff like that is not my cup of tea. But I'm trying to bring wonderful people with brains like that who can help us understand the roads and unusual mountains of travel. You were so sweet to me, and you printed questions for me, and I'm very, very happy for that. But like you see, show is very unusual. Yes. I think I'm smart, and I will talk to you like a normal woman who maybe has husband or boyfriend or grandpa or something, you know, and tries to help you. But I don't understand, but I want to be having conversation with you like we have here. Then I will ask you a question. Did I miss, because I didn't read any of your questions, is there anything of there that we missed right now and we need to tell people? You know, I know
this noble effort. No,
yeah, thank you. That was for me. That was for me, not for you. But if you can run through your question and say, oh, I would love people to know that. I could read this, but I think you are much better to just give people answers.
Well, to pre-qualify, yes. First of all, you had to have served 90 days continuously in active duty, one day during an active war time period, so that's World War II, Korea, or Vietnam. You did not have to be in country or have boots on the ground. Oh. So you could have been, you know, stateside in the United States, having a desk job. You can still qualify for this benefit.
Very interesting.
Also, even in the Gulf War, you might qualify. Normally, you have to be over 65 to get this particular benefit or be 100% disabled. So the Gulf War veterans are still a little bit young, but eventually they're gonna qualify as well. And then, you know, at least be better than dishonorably discharged, and you can qualify. As I mentioned before, some of the impels are people just think that they cannot qualify because they think they have too much income or too much assets. And don't let that be a roadblock. You can qualify. We have, you know, submitted hundreds of applications, and almost every single one has been approved. And the reason is we do not submit them unless we know they're going to be approved.
Wonderful.
So we'll tell you straight up, you're not going to qualify if that's the case. But if you do qualify, as I mentioned, you can call up. Our veterans coordinator will pre-qualify you over the phone. Don't worry about, do you meet the criteria? And they'll tell you yes, no, you know, maybe this is a gray area and you need to talk to the attorney about it. And then you can come in and we can discuss with you what you need to do to actually qualify.
Very, very interesting.
Yes.
I'm asking very good questions, and we
fantastic.
Got all wonderful answers for it. Then I want to really feel good about the page and the questions that we needed to share with people. Please take your time, because we don't want to miss anything for this show. This is your beautiful 30 minutes and very serious topic for so many. I know that when we look on the street, every second of fourth person had something to do with army or just has somebody in family who needs this information.
This is a really life-changing benefit for people getting over 2,000. Oh, one thing that Jerry hasn't mentioned, it's also for surviving spouses of veterans.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that.
That's very what about children? That's not.
No.
That's too far. It's only wife. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I think
the rules are a bit complicated when it comes to surviving spouses, but suffice it to say that the surviving spouse had to be married to the veteran 1 year prior to the veteran passing, and they can then qualify unless they've divorced and unless they remarry another veteran.
Of course, but that's the same with divorce in real life. You know, you don't have benefits when you are remarrying.
Right.
That's beautiful. Then we can close for today this topic. I would love people to know so much about you and both of you, because I know when you create your seminars, you both are there, and probably you both are working, you know, to bring people in or just find the clients and find people who probably need you. You gave me this great book of yours, and now I can read, but you say that you are doing so many seminars, Alzheimer's diagnosis, legal and financial planning. I only read, you can read, and you can tell us more of yours, because
sure.
That's very beautiful, also organized for everybody. And this is like any of this subject and seminars that could be a separate topic that people need to know about, people who listen to it.
We regularly speak with Alzheimer's or Greater Los Angeles, and we participate in what they call their Early Memory Club. That's for people who are afflicted with Alzheimer's, and we walk them through the legal and financial issues that unfortunately they're going to be dealing with and face in the future, and try to make it less burdensome for them and also for their loved one as
this
well.
This is so petrifying. You know, my mom 6 years ago, you know, in my country, Poland. You know, you get this phone number. Okay, she's just in hospital. God, thank you. I gave somebody keys to her. She was young, still young, you know, but she was losing her memory. I saw her a little bit when she was visiting me, like she was forgetting that we went to store that she wanted to go. We say, hey, let's go again. I'm like, that cannot be my mom. She's just everything perfect and just, but the memory, which I have too, you know, is always petrifying. And I know, Stephen, you were laughing, but you brought with you also notes. We all have notes all over.
My mother had dementia too.
Dementia, you know. You know what I'm saying? A year and a half later, I didn't have my mom anymore, you know, and I was so far away, I couldn't do so much for her, which if I would be there, even my own presence will probably help her in so many ways, because I know dementia and Alzheimer's is still progressing, and you really can be part of this horrible,
sickness. Disease,
but she had nobody. And you know, one thing's what I found, a place that was, and it was my mistake, there was seven people, a beautiful house with nurses, everything inside. I thought I gave her the best, what I could, not understanding that these people were much worse shape than she was. Then she just couldn't, she was just deteriorating much faster, her brain, her memory, everything, because all of the six people, they were just in horrible, horrible shape. Then I, when I was visiting her, I don't understand that. It's a social, you know, and legally I had no idea. I was just paying, you know, whatever. I was selling my extensions, everything, you know, that I have in America, and the shoes that I have to just pay for the house. And they showed me another place that had maybe 100 people, and life was there, was lively, okay, and, you know, things happened, but. And then legally, I had no idea how to even get any information in government Polish. I had no time to do that. And obviously, my mama died in very, very soon. But here, I'm sure so much things is to be learned when we start seeing our parents, you know, to getting this type of the disease. We need to right away learn what is coming. Then that's what you do, yes? When you both go to the people, to the places, how do you advertise your events outside of Facebook? Because that's how I found you and your children, you know, special need children issues, which are so close to my heart also. Then please tell us how you find the people.
Well, it depends on the event.
Yeah.
You know, that event is specific to the Alzheimer's Greater LA, but... You know, other public events, we generally try to advertise on Facebook. We tell all of our clients and all of our prospective clients about it. And, you know, we get the word out through various networking groups and organizations as well.
Yeah.
And now we're going to start talking about it on a radio, too.
We will. Karen, could you read a few seminar titles?
Sure.
Because people need to know what really your law firm can offer and what type of help we can get from you, for both of you and from people that you are working with. Please, just, yeah, there's so many amazing topics. I'll flip through it.
So one of the topics that I think is really important is the sandwich generation, which is basically people who are dealing and taking care of their elderly parents while at the same time taking care of their younger kids or... so there's so many people in that age group of 30s, 40s, 50s who have elderly parents and still have young kids, and they're the sandwich generation. And
I call them sandwichers.
Sandwichers.
Okay.
So that's one of a really important topic. And actually, this Wednesday at our office, we're doing a special needs seminar. Do you want to talk about it,
Jerry? Yes, please. That's why I really... So happy to do a little bit advertisement before the event, because it's on Wednesday. And
right.
I thought, oh, my show is only on Monday.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
You know, we can pre-think
sure,
for the future,
sure.
You know,
thank you.
How to inform people. But that, what
well,
on
our,
Wednesday? What's going on Wednesday?
On Wednesday, we're going to be doing the presentation twice, once at noon and once at 6:30. So feel free to come to either one, and you can register for the and find out more information about it at specialneedsseminar.com. Real easy to remember.
Or and, call our office at 818-905-6088.
You got it. And, you know, this is really designed for parents who have a child with special needs, right around the area of somewhere between 16 and maybe 19, because once your child becomes an adult, You may have been making medical decisions for them and financial decisions for them and things like that. But once they're an adult at 18, you can no longer do that.
Wow.
So you now have to, they either have enough capacity to sign a healthcare power of attorney and a financial power of attorney, or you got to go to court and get what's called a limited conservatorship, which, you know, we don't need to go into all the details about what that's about. And then the other issue that we talk about is the new ABLE account, which is modeled after the 529 plan. It's called Achieving a Better Life Experience, and it was signed into law by Obama about 4 years ago, I think. And now they're starting to come into existence. California doesn't have an ABLE plan yet, but you can go to other states that have one, like Nevada or Ohio, and that allow you to contribute to their plans. And basically, what it was designed for, it was designed to allow individuals who, you know, do have some independence, who can manage assets on their own, to be able to manage assets without losing their government benefits, like SSI or Medi-Cal. Because people who have disabilities, and anybody out there listening probably knows that they're reliant upon or will be reliant upon in the future to get SSI and Medi-Cal, which is linked to SSI categorically. If you have $1 of SSI, you automatically qualify for Medi-Cal. So, you know, this was designed to allow people to, you know, basically be able to self-manage their assets, and it's a really wonderful program. And you can put into it, now you don't have to go to the seminar, we're telling you everything you
need. No, because we have listeners all around the world, all around America, even when it's called LA Talk Radio, yeah. Obviously through iPhone apps and through internet and through We Are Heard.
Yeah.
This is one of the strongest internet radio stations in America, then goes and goes outside too. I really think, and we have a lot of people downloading the show, and sometimes they don't download today, they will download 2 months from now, but...
Sure.
We know how many people downloads that. That is very cool for me to know that maybe 4 weeks from now or 3 months from now, somebody will just find this information and just say, wow.
Fantastic. You know? Yeah.
Then that's what we want to give to people. That's why outside of great entertainment and unusual artists and, you know, just people, writers, we are bringing also people who have resources, have brains, have businesses that we can just find all through to the websites, or because you don't care if somebody is probably in New York, or you cannot help somebody in New York. If they will reach out to you, can you help them, or that's different law? Because sometimes they...
Well, that's a really good point. If we're talking about veterans benefits, it's federal law.
Okay.
So we can help anybody anywhere in the United States. Other types of issues are a little bit state-specific.
Okay.
We may be able to help you.
Oh, refer.
We may be able to help you find, you know, an attorney that we can... co-counsel with out of state if we need to, and there's issues involved out of state.
Wonderful.
But,
okay, for today, I think we did very, very well. Hopefully people are not too tired of talking about really what can come, not maybe in the brightest way in our future, but we need to be ready for everything like that. And if you have friends or family who just have this issue and you heard this show, or you saw us on the Facebook, just please help somebody and just say, contact Gary. He's in Encino. We know that we have a lot of people here who listen, but Encino is like next door to us. And just again, phone number.
818-905-6088. And yeah, you know, these are serious topics like you mentioned and things that people don't want to think about. But, you know, the people who do think about them and pre-plan
have
peace of mind and can
breathe
and know that they've taken care of the issues that might arise.
Not having knowledge is so bad. You just find a person that you really like, and then I'm sure after 2-3 visits you will trust the person and you know you are in good hands, and life is much, much, much easier. We cannot be lawyers, everybody. We think we understand everything, but we don't. Then again... name of your law firm is?
The law offices of Gerald L. Kane, and as you mentioned, we're in Encino, And we look forward to helping you real soon with any issue that might arise that we can help you with.
Thank you for today, but please be part of our conversation.
Of course.
Because I know you start writing a book. And I know, Karen, you have your own business, but we'll talk another time about your creativity because you're a very creative woman, I found out. And as a woman to woman, I want to know all these great things that you are creating.
Well, we're neighbors too, so.
I know, then we need you. For the t-shirts, for the different things that you create, yes? I cannot wait to find out more. But now we have today with us Stephen for the second time. 2 years ago he was here. He scared me to death, like I said. He's a writer.
Boo.
But we know how many people love this genre. And seems like you're stuck for another book in the same topic and even...
Oh, more than one. More than one.
Okay, my question is very, very not easy to you. What's new?
Oh, my God. Well, first, before I answer that, I just want to say I really appreciate the work you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
My dad and one of my uncles were World War II vets, and I had another uncle who was a Vietnam vet. None of them are with us anymore, but that is something quite close to my heart, so thank you.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, and welcome to America.
Thank you. I love being here.
Yeah. So, on to what's new. The first thing I'll mention is, because it's coming up, it's almost upon us, is the Santa Barbara Writers Conference, where I am on faculty.
Okay, so what is this?
I will tell you. It's first June 17th to the 22nd.
June 17th, slowly, because you are fast.
June 17th to the 22nd,
beautiful.
The Santa Barbara Writers Conference. This is not a fan-based convention. This is a conference specifically for people who want to work on their writing. So if you are a beginning writer, if you are a intermediate writer, if you're an advanced writer, you're going to be able to go there and hone your craft and be among other writers who are experiencing all the same struggles that you are. Because we have very specific struggles that are just ours. And a great, great faculty there. Monty Schultz, his novel Crossing Eden is a historical literary novel. It's just a magnificent work of art. He teaches voice and style. Matt Palmieri teaches fantasy and science fiction. There are many other, Yvonne Nelson Perry, Dale Griffith Stamos, I can't name them all, but just a really, really great faculty there.
Is this first time or this is annual?
No, this has been going on. This conference was founded by Barnaby Conrad, Ray Bradbury, and Sid Stiebel back, I think, 30-some years ago or more. It's been around for a long time. I work as a manuscript consultant for people who want to have a... Doesn't matter what level you're at, if you want to talk about the manuscript you're working on or issues with publishing, things like that, you can come to me. We have a new woman this year, Lisa Howe. She has a doctorate in literature. She's absolutely brilliant. She's a manuscript consultant. Very, 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 very powerful faculty there. And you can get very isolated with writing. The great thing about this conference is you go, you have the support of other writers who are going through the same bloody thing that you are doing. And it's just, and it's a beautiful setting. It's at the Hyatt Centric right next to the ocean. You walk out of a door and you've got the Pacific right in front of you. So it's
I'm going for conference tonight.
yeah, it's marvelous. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're writing, yes. but it's really, it is.
Is it fiction or is it a novel? What is this? Or is this like business stuff?
No, I'm actually writing a book on what we've been talking about, how to obtain veterans benefits.
Uh-oh, we got that call in
Come on. We'll probably find a place for you someplace. But this is mostly about fiction literature.
Then how many people do you think will attend?
Oh, I don't know what our numbers are up to this year. I think we've.
Is it like ticketing? You need to buy a ticket.
No. You register for it, and you it's 1 week long.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Vacation. Yeah. 1 week long. Then you are in hotel. You need to pay for that.
There's a conference rate for the hotel, and I don't know what it is.
Okay.
It's a little bit different for me because I'm on faculty, but I am.
We're so proud. But this is important because everybody who tries to be a writer or just is a writer, like you said, we all have the same question. I don't write, but I'm hoping that I will write my life story. It's very exciting.
Well, I'm
amazing. Well, not fiction. Will be like real. Yeah.
I didn't start out on faculty. I've been going there for many, many years.
Wow.
And I've been writing off and on most of my life, but if I had not attended that conference, I think it's quite possible that I might not be published even now. It really is very, very helpful to be among other writers. So come on up and join us. You know,
maybe not this year.
Okay, all right.
I am so tired of my life, but honestly, I have friends who really are inspiring writers, and I don't know if they know about this event, and it would be great for me to give them time and all of these things, information, and you are my neighbor, then I will like say, give me everything. Yeah. Then I will start sending
June 17th to the 22nd, Google it, Santa Barbara Writers Conference, those four words, and you will find out everything you need to know.
Okay.
And now, on to other things?
Yes, we got our notes. I like that.
I published my first published novel came out, The Door of Tireless Pursuit, and it is part of a series released by Shadow Spinners Press. You can find it on shadowspinnerspress.com, which is spelled like it's the word shadow, the word spinners, plural. The word press, press.com, all put together, no spaces, and you can find out everything you need to know. And it's part of a series. It's a very interesting project. It's a group of us who are all writing novels with a shared theme, and the theme is Labyrinth of Souls. Now, the way that came about, one of us is also a game designer, and he designed a role-playing game with cards, working with an artist in Germany whose name I cannot remember, and it's called Dungeon Solitaire. And they came up with this, they designed this tarot deck with this incredible art, just beautiful art on all the cards. Huh. And Dungeon Solitaire, Labyrinth of Souls, that was the game. And then sort of our, Elizabeth Engstrom is sort of our literary mother. She's one of my mentors, and I came into this group by knowing her. She came up with the idea that a bunch of us could write novels with that theme and then pick cards from the deck, because it's such beautiful art that we felt reflected what we were writing about and used that as the covers for the novels.
Oh, interesting.
It's wonderful.
So the cover we see on your book, is that from...
It's from one of the cards.
Well, we were just talking how beautiful it is.
But then how many writers already...
Now, that's not... The one that you... I don't know if you've seen the cover of this one. I think you've seen the cover with the eye and
that's
the...
That's what
yeah.
I...
Yeah.
No, that's from my story collection. This is something different.
This is
yeah.
coming up, yes?
Right. No, it's out. This is out already. Although I'm going to write a second novel for the series, and that will come out next year. And I've got another novel coming out this year from another press, and that's a mystery supernatural thriller. That is, you're so easy to scare.
Not really. I'm just loving, but I hope that the horror can be like poetical horror, that is not only...
Oh, I believe in the music of language. I'm a literary writer. I believe in that absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. But then you said three books every 2-3 months?
Yeah, I've got one book.
Steven? That's why I never see
you. I don't know. Did
you stop smoking?
No, I didn't. No, but I'm going to because
when I smell smoking, must be Steven. Nobody smokes around us.
I'm cutting down.
That's why I don't see you, and the coffee is not there. Like, okay, because you travel a lot, but you're working so much. Three books in... I'm so happy.
Oh yeah,
for you.
I am. Wow. Thank you very much. It's like I went down the rabbit hole, and I'm sitting at the Mad Hatter's having tea, going, "Yes, you are writing books and publishing them." And it's.
I'm so happy for you because the first one you self-published. It was the longer.
No. I have not self-published anything. That was
never.
No, never. I never.
Yeah,
self-published.
Right away you started from the top. You found publisher.
Well, honey, it's taken me a little while to get here. I mean, the rejection. Jesus,
oh,
it's
good.
A whole. It's a drawer.
But that's
you
very.
Like
important. It's like an artist. We need to know the no's all the time. The one yes, what changes our life.
You have to be able, you have to be willing to accept how many ever no's it takes to get a yes. That's part of the gig. You know what I mean.
Of course I do.
You have to, you will never get a yes if you don't ask.
Okay, I like that.
You might get a no, but you'll never get a yes if you don't ask.
Yes, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Okay, then three books already this year, 1990.
No. One is out. One will come out later this year. And then the other one can't come out because I have to write it, and the deadline for that is May 1st. And
wow.
So and actually I'm not done writing this one, so I have to
like labyrinth of this in your heart and the memories.
I have to stay busy. Yeah,
you don't mix the books. And yeah. Oh my gosh, I was in this book. Oh, I wrote in this one. How many pages are in these books now? Because this is something.
Well, the last one was. It was 200 and something. These are shorter novels. I have a longer novel that I'm trying to place with a larger publisher that's done, and I'm going to be going to New York in January. I shouldn't talk about that.
Okay, conference, books, and travels. What we have on your paper that we missed?
We haven't got. Question? Please let me talk about. Can I talk about Masterpiece Finder for just a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Masterpiece Finder is this wonderful program that I have been absent from, and I have to say, Arsenti Karetanov, Dario Salva, Bashur Lulua. I haven't gone away. I'm still here.
Okay, that's a very private message. We let you do it.
Thank you.
Okay.
But Masterpiece Finder is this wonderful program where we're just trying to encourage people to explore classical music.
Yes.
And that is so much vaster than you would have any impression from going into concert halls. The performance of classical music has been reduced and reduced and reduced to where there's just a few, a basic body of composers, just a handful of composers that are getting performed most of the time in the major concert halls. And I know of literally hundreds of composers from the last four centuries that just never get played, including living composers right now. Believe it or not, there are composers making music today.
Well, I know. Then maybe if you let me.
Yeah.
You know my daughter, beautiful daughter,
Natasha
Mira, and she's a singer, and she is composing also music with a lot of great producers in very unusual genre, that is movie scores, okay?
Yes.
Because that's her heart. Then I, as a proud, mama will play proudly your song, but because we are talking about sound that is bigger than life, that young people not so often even understand, that's where my...
Amen. Thank you very much.
Okay, then a little bit. Calling out to you, Natasha Mira.
In the darkness I can see glimpse of who I wanna be, dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I can become until I've won. I'm running far and wide, searching land and sea. I never
how proud I am.
You
of
should
her.
Be. That's lovely. That's lovely.
Amazing. Yeah.
Whole
yeah.
album will be created by different composers from all around the world. That's why we went to Germany, which we produced another song.
Marvelous.
With German producer. We went to Poland, with which we have Grammy-winning producer also, who lives right now. He was here in L.A., and Wojtek Kochanek. Now he moved back to Poland, and he creates another song for her with Jonas Wiewiór, another amazing artist, 18 years old, a gentleman, 18 years old. His scoring are beyond. He scores for his own animated movie. He's an animator.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he came a year ago to the show for the Polish Film Festival, and he was brought here. I my jaw just dropped because this boy speaks four languages. He's just finishing music schools. Now he got accepted to Berlin Film and Making Schools, and he's scoring the all violin and cellos and everything. His whole orchestra is just above and beyond beautiful, and he's just already composed another song for Natasha, with Natasha. Then you know what about young people, 20, 18, 24 years old people, that they have deeper need for the sound that you are talking about?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the film scores, you're quite correct to bring that up, because a lot of the composers who are composing in the classical tradition, that's their bread and butter.
Yes.
That's they composed Philip Glass,
absolutely.
John Williams. Yeah,
yeah, these big movies. We couldn't have these great movies in our hearts if this type of symphonic orchestra.
Bernard Herrmann, Alfred Hitchcock would not be the same without Bernard Herrmann.
Absolutely.
You take the score away, it's not the same picture. I will just mention, thank you for that very much. I will be interviewing soon. This is coming up for me. Dario Salvi, he's the founder, and you'll be able to find this on masterpiecefinder.com. There's many wonderful interviews on there already, and I'm going to finally be doing some of these myself. I have stumbled into the company of geniuses. It's completely accidentally.
We need to
happened.
Bring these geniuses here, or let them call from all around the world.
When they're here, you need to tell me.
Yeah. I want these people here. Yeah.
So I'll be interviewing. Listen to this. I'll be interviewing Dario Salvi, who's the founder and conductor of the Imperial Vienna Orchestra of Norwich, England. England is the only orchestra in the United Kingdom that specializes in 19th century Viennese music.
Yes, we want him here. We want to talk about Viennese music.
And all of these people are so warm-hearted. They are so accomplished. They have been so dedicated.
Humble.
And they are humble. And they are just, they're wonderful. Every one of them I meet, it humbles me every time. He's also a guest conductor of the Metamorphosis Chamber Orchestra in New York and the principal guest conductor of the Concert Operetta Theater in Philadelphia. And I will also be interviewing Bashar Lulua, who is he's a traveling international conductor. He has conducted, I believe, on every continent on the planet. And I'll be interviewing him about some new recordings he's made of lesser-known works by Carl Nielsen, who is a Danish composer, lived from 1865 to 1931, and the very famous, well-known Finnish composer, Jean Sibelius. So that's what I have.
You're busy.
Yeah.
But you are taking my job, I think, too seriously. Now you are doing what I'm doing, but again, I was about to say that.
I'm taking notes.
It's not only the coffee and cigarettes you are not only writing, but it's wonderful. I just also would love to talk to you about one amazing gentleman that I met on an airplane. His name is Ricardo. He has also 71-piece orchestra, symphonic orchestra, and mostly gypsy music, but they're playing symphonic orchestra of all classical, of course, big names, but mainly they go later into more like easy listening stuff, and he promotes Hungarian also music too. 71-piece orchestra, and they were here in LA. And he's an amazing guy, honored by a lot of medals. I met him on an airplane. He sat next to us, 2-hour conversation with tears. Big artist. Oh my gosh, big artist. But I will introduce you to him because he's doing something with Israel right now. They compose in Arabic. This could be something amazing, and maybe that's why you are here.
You know, I've never been a believer in hierarchies very much. I love pop music. I love jazz. It's just the reason that I'm so deeply into classical is because I've been in it for so long, but also because it's not getting, by its nature, it doesn't get the attention
absolutely
that the others get. And there's so much in it for people. I mean, I could blow your hair back for months with music that you didn't even know existed. It's just Just amazing.
Okay, we are leaving our show today on a happy note because you said you'd believe right now, and I have a song that I sing because my guests don't know my voice, and it's called Faith. I'm Faith. Of course, it is about love and this type of faith. But yeah, I'm singing also nicely.
Thank you, Alona,
we are
for
all artists, and I am so excited to meet all of you and have you back. And we'll be talking more, I promise to everybody. Right now, I'm saying bye-bye, and let's see all of us next Monday again. Accent on.
Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.